Hitting the road for Thanksgiving.
It's always a little nerve-wracking, always a little weird. You know, you just do it.
A Texas plant explosion.
It's horrific when you realize what force took the front door and put it in your living room.
A Black Friday shopping scam.
Getting people to go to a site that looks just like the actual site.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
I'm Peter King. Good morning. Driving, flying, or riding the rails. This is one of the busiest travel days of the year. AAA says many of the 55 million people expected to travel this holiday weekend are doing it today, with many trips compounded by bad weather. Our team coverage begins with CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula in Cary, North Carolina.
It will probably take you much longer to get from here to there today. With predictions, this will be one of the busiest travel days ever in the U.S.
Our GPS all of a sudden added another hour onto our travel time, and so that was super unexpected.
Snow, ice, rain, and high winds will affect travel across much of the nation. It's especially bad in the upper Midwest, where we find CBS's Don Daler.
Some of these areas could get about a foot of snow, but I would say we have around 6 inches here in Minneapolis. It's hard to tell, though, because this wind is just whipping the snow around. As the storm moves northeast, authorities are saying just take it slow and be aware that these snow plows are out trying to clear and check for road closures. You really do not want to be stranded out in this.
This is Steve Futterman at Los Angeles International Airport.
We are leaving. We're out of here.
Where are you going?
We are going to Chicago.
Well, we're going to Mississippi, but first stop Dallas.
Here in Los Angeles, officials estimate around 230,000 people will pass through the gates coming and going on this day alone.
Where are you coming from?
Pennsylvania.
How tough was the trip?
It was horrible. It was the worst trip I've ever had. It was turbulent and it was scary.
But you made it.
I did. I'm standing right here talking to you.
The ground is firm now.
Yes, it is.
You're smiling now.
I am smiling.
But this man and his wife were not smiling.
We missed our flight, yes. And now we are
struggling
to get a new flight for tomorrow.
And on Sunday and Monday, most will be going back.
Overnight, a pair of chemical plant explosions. There was one in Charleston, South Carolina. The other, the town of Port Neches in southeast Texas.
Crooked pictures on the wall, found a birdhouse. It was actually in the bathtub. It was like the whole house was shaking, kind of like a little mini earthquake.
That plant is owned by TCP Corporation. Officials there say three people were hurt. The New York Times reports President Trump released military aid to Ukraine only after he learned about the whistleblower's report about his phone call with that country's leader. Mr. Trump is spending Thanksgiving at Mar-a-Lago in South Florida. He started his holiday last night with supporters in Sunrise. More from CBS's Weijia Jiang.
They want to impeach your president.
Thank you.
At a campaign rally in Florida, President Trump railed against the impeachment inquiry, claiming it was falling flat with voters.
Did you see what's happening in the polls? Everybody said, that's really bull.
But new polls show support for impeachment at 50%. 43% are against. Those numbers, which have remained steady since October, suggest weeks of public hearings did little to change public opinion. That might change next week with a new round of hearings.
But the administration is
House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler gave the president and his lawyers until Sunday to decide if they will attend the hearing. So far, the White House has refused to cooperate in the inquiry.
An Oregon judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration from requiring immigrants to show proof of health insurance to get a visa, while a lawsuit challenging it goes through the courts. United States population growth has slowed down, and while some of the decline is due to a lower fertility rate, new research also suggests that young people are dying at a faster clip. We get more on that live with CBS News correspondent Bill Rakoff.
A study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association reports the overall life expectancy in the U.S. is down for the third consecutive year. Experts say death rates from suicide, overdoses, and health issues are helping to drive that number lower. Meanwhile, for the fourth straight year, the fertility rate in the U.S. has dropped. The National Center for Health Statistics says there were just under 60 births for every 1,000 women of childbearing age in 2018, and that, they say, is a record low, Peter.
Infrequent travelers may feel seat shock when they fly today. The incredible shrinking airline seat seems to be getting smaller and smaller. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says the issue, though, isn't just about comfort. It's about safety, too.
Evacuate, evacuate!
In a simulated cabin, the FAA will try to determine at what point the size of seats and the space between rows becomes a hazard to evacuating a plane quickly. But they'll do it without any of the obstacles passengers may encounter during a real emergency, like bags, smoke, comfort animals, or the dark.
These tests are going to be nothing but a sham.
John Breo is from the National Consumers League. He worries airlines will use the FAA's findings to further reduce space and add more seats to increase their bottom lines. Already, airline seat width is down as much as 4 inches over the last 30 years to as little as 16 inches wide at a time when Americans are growing bigger.
Black Friday is 2 days away, but shoppers have been finding bargains online for weeks. Some of them have also been getting taken by scam artists looking to make a buck. We get more from CBS's Anna Werner.
Maureen Lammy says when she went shopping for new Hoka running shoes, she ordered a pair for the bargain price of $80.
It said HokaeStore.com, so I thought it was a Hoka store.
That was until she checked her bank account, where she says she found two debit card withdrawals.
They came from China.
2 days later, the fraudsters made two more withdrawals, which she says totaled about $350. Lammy fell victim to a scam website.
This happens to millions of people.
Bree Fowler at Consumer Reports writes about digital security and scammers.
Great sales, rock bottom prices, and then, you know, getting people to go to a site that looks just like what you think is the actual site.
Like that fake Hoka site Lammy visited, where our deeper dive showed some tip-offs, reviews that are actually for coats, not shoes, and an email for a supposed customer service site, which in online reviews people called fake.
The good news, this patient got a new kidney. The bad news? Well, we'll let CBS's Bud Mishkin tell that story.
The hospital in Camden, New Jersey, near Philadelphia, operated on a 51-year-old on November 18th. The problem? The hospital gave the new kidney to the wrong patient. Turns out the individual who got the kidney has the same name and is about the same age as the person who was supposed to get the kidney, who was higher on the priority order. In a statement, the hospital called the mistake unprecedented and that additional verification would have prevented this error. The hospital says the patient who was supposed to get the new kidney also underwent a successful transplant a week later. Bud Mishkin, CBS News.
Mothers Against Drunk Driving says the day before Thanksgiving is one of the worst days of the year for drinking and driving, with many bars offering holiday specials. Many people binge drinking to start the weekend. That's the World News Roundup for Wednesday, November 27th, 2019. I'm Peter King, CBS News.